Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to deep dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And today we're going to be talking about exactly what is going on in the graveyard. In fact, we went and did a little research between episodes and we found out that we were correct. They are tombs.
Tombs.
Tombs are caskets that are above ground.
Ew.
Normally in some kind of vault, and we see these stone vaults and everything.
I feel icky.
Well, you don't just hang out in graveyards?
Not since my youth.
Oh, okay. Well, you're missing out, man.
So in the town that I grew up in, we had a very large old cemetery in the town, and it was aptly named Cemetery Hill because it was a very large hill.
Sure.
Just a bunch of graves and
not a lot of creativity in rural Georgia.
You know, we kept things direct. they would do all sorts of stuff at Cemetery Hill. We would have church service at Cemetery Hill.
All right.
Yeah, every Easter we'd climb up to the top of it, have our sunrise service, and I gotta tell you, it was looking back a little weird.
Just a little bit.
It's a little bit weird. But hey, you know what? I guess it's fits for the Easter motif.
Well, there's not church service going on here at this cemetery.
Expert pivot.
We're starting this minute out with a grave site that is ornately carved, mm-hmm. with a man holding a spear and a image of a bull piercing that man's chest with its horn.
Yep.
This gravesite's a little dirty, and we see in this moment a hand is, you know, cleaning off some of the pine needles and stuff from this headstone, and that hand just kind of rests and kind of is placed on there with reverence or longing. In this,
yep. Y'all, I swear. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Yeah,
I swear, John, I do not write our notes together. I also have hand picks debris off headstone, clearly in reverence.
We've been hanging out with each other for too long. some information about the headstone itself.
Yeah.
This is the gravesite of the old Duke.
Yep.
Paulus Atreides, from some of the Brian Herbert prequel books. I did a little research here. Brian does name him Paulus Atreides. Now, well, whether or not we want to call him Paulus.
No, we shouldn't, because
he is the old Duke.
Yes, it's the old Duke, but the Duke is named Mentor or Minotaurus.
Well, bring it up with Brian Herbert.
We're going to get into it now. We agreed early on when we started to talk about doing this project that Brian Herbert's canon is not something that we were going to
follow. Oh, no, it's bullshit.
So why are you quoting it?
Because I just saw it on the wiki and I was God. That's fun.
Those bootlicking wiki writers. I'm just kidding. They do a great job.
We love them. We love the wiki people.
Everything that I have, which is the encyclopedia, that's where my canon comes from for this, sure. This way, has the name of the old Duke being Minotaurus.
All right.
Old Duke Mentor. Okay. Disagreement aside, we agree.
Either way, it is the old Duke.
Yes, Leto's father.
Yes,
the old Duke.
We get the cut to Leto, who is, you know, looking sadly, frankly, at the tomb of his father, because he knows that this is the last time he will see it. But his sadness goes away when he turns and he sees his son Paul approaching, and he, you know, greets Paul with a arm stretched up wave and a smile. You know, he sees his family's, and I say his family as in all of House Atreides' future, approaching him here in this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we dive into their conversation, I just want to give a quick little history lesson, kind of the area that this is taking place in. So the Atreides have ruled Caladan, the encyclopedia says, since the year 8711 AG.
Okay.
Their they were given Caladan by the emperor after the Atreides family sided with the Carinas, you know, who is the current ruling house, in I guess the last coup that took place, or successful coup. So they were on their side. As a reward, they gave Atreides the dukedom of the planet, and they've lived ever since. So we hear him say thousands of years, I think later in the movie, like they live for thousands of years on that planet. And that's true. Yeah. So, you know, just under 2000 years there.
So that history lesson there,
mm-hmm.
I thought we had previously talked about how the Carinos had been running everything for like 10,000 plus, like even before the Spacing Guild.
Yes. They have a long history of emperors in that family.
Sure.
Doesn't mean that it's an unbroken chain though. Okay. There were times where they weren't. There's a time where an Atreides sat on the throne.
Okay.
So, you know, given that stretch of time, you know, there are various people who, you know, various lines who are, hold that imperial seat. The Carinos are just like, I think the most prominent family who's done that.
Okay. So, the point is that Caladan has been in the fiefdom of the Atreides family for a couple millennia at least at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. I had a note on here actually, that was going to ask you a little bit about the Atreides family history. So
yeah, well, beat you to it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, when we get that shot of Leto, greeting Paul, we do see a lot more of those tombs, that are on the hillside. So that does make sense as to why they've been there for, you know, couple thousand years. And I think we said what, like average human lifespan is
over 100 years.
Yeah. In the early hundreds or so at this point. So that's still what, at least 20 on average, assuming that they don't get gored by a bull. Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So
the encyclopedia does list off, all of the dukes that are that have been duke of the Atreides dukes of Caladan, and there's probably what 30, 35 of them in there.
Serdar dukes of the Atreides. Okay, so we start with Paulos 16 in 8711 to 8749.
Yep.
Leto the first.
Yep.
Was from 10163 to 10191. So, it's been a few, a few rulers here.
Yeah.
So
a long storied history of the Atreides family on Caladan. And all that to say, this decision to leave this place, yes, it was ordered. If they were not the loyal family that they are, I'm sure they could have come up with reasons to not leave.
Sure.
But they are. And I think, you know, this, the fact that there are so, that their family has such a just ingrained history in this planet, kind of underlines the gravity of the them leaving. This is all they've ever known. This is all they've ever known for tens of generations.
Yeah.
So this is a huge, like, this is a monumental thing for them.
They are House of Atreides. There is no call that goes unanswered.
Yeah. So we get the conversation with Leto and Paul. Paul is once again asking his dad, or not once again asking his dad. He's once again asking, this time to his dad, to go with Duncan Idaho on the advanced scout team. And
he's studied the Fremen language, though. He would be an asset.
What did he think was going to happen? Do you think his dad was going to be like, okay.
Yeah, that's cool, I guess. This seems like a situation of, like, you ask your mom for something and she says no. So then you go and you ask your dad for the same exact thing.
Yep. That's exactly the feeling I got.
Yep. Yep.
So
I promise we don't take notes at the same time.
That's, you know, Leto shuts him down fast.
Immediately. Like there's,
out of the question.
There's no thought. It's just absolutely the fung not.
Yeah. And he goes on to explain to Paul, like, you know, he's not just a no dad, you know, he gives a very thought out and just well thought out explanation to this. Ultimately, Paul doesn't understand his place in the family. He thinks that he's, you know, just the Duke's son.
Paul's just dumb in general, honestly.
Well, he's a teenager. I have here more teenage shenanigans in my notes. He's looking for action. He's bored. He wants to go. He knows this change is happening. This move is happening. But again, he's like 15, so he doesn't understand the gravity of everything. And that's what his dad starts to explain to him here.
My favorite part of Paul not understanding the gravity of everything is like, yeah, well, grandfather was like fighting bulls for sport.
And look where that got him.
Exactly. Like, yeah, just because, you know, your grandfather like had a crazy, absolutely bonkers ass hobby doesn't mean that it's okay for you to just like carelessly go to this like known hostile ass planet where you're probably going to die just because your best friend is going a couple weeks ahead of you.
Yep. Yeah. So that's just Paul being Paul right now. Little baby boy, Paul. Yeah. So then starts my favorite monologue of the movie, or what I think is the, like, at least the best speech. It's one of the last big ones that we get from Leto, not to spoil too much going forward, but it is a very, very good speech.
Yeah.
That we get coming in. But he starts off this monologue with the line, "When we get to Arrakis, we'll face enormous danger." And Paul says,
"What danger?" And then our minute ends
right there.
Right the there.
I'm going to continue the theory that whoever cut and edited this movie had a minute podcast in mind because it's happened more often than not where the minutes end like
either perfectly
on a cliffhanger or just like right after a line. We have not gotten too many where it's like in mid sentence or anything like that. So it's making our job easy for sure.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I think Leto definitely cares about, you know, keeping Paul safe, because I think Leto has, I know Leto has a much better understanding of like the gravity of the situation. This isn't just like a ceremonial, like, surprise, Arrakis is now yours kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
And we'll come to know more about why it's so dangerous later on and everything, aside from just the hostilities of Arrakis as a planet. Leto's not wrong. There is a lot of danger.
Anything else on minute 13 to 14?
I don't have a lot. There's not a lot going on in terms of major shifts other than just an immediate shutdown of, hey, Dad, can I do this?
Yeah, so. Exactly. All right, cool. Well, let's meet back up tomorrow and do this next one.
We'll finish out this week's string of episodes here.
All right, cool. We'll see you then.